Governor Pat McCrory rolled out his proposed budget today as the General Assembly's short session got underway.
This is a very serious budget. It's a very tough budget, but it's a budget that's concentrating on our priorities.
As promised, that budget includes pay raises for all state employees, additional money for pre-kindergarten, and hiring back a few environmental inspectors. But all of that comes with a cost. WFAE's Lisa Miller joins me now. Lisa, how different is this budget from last year's?
Well, there's an additional $360 million of spending, and a good chunk of that includes a 2 to 7% pay raise for all teachers and a $1,000 pay hike for all other state employees. It also adds a couple million to the state's pre-kindergarten program for low-income children and doubles the amount of money for textbooks. And it allows many veterans to pay in-state tuition at the state's community colleges and universities. And beyond education, McCrory's budget sets aside more money for oil and gas exploration, adds back a small fraction of the environmental inspectors that were cut over the past 5 years, as well as adds $43 million to the Highway Trust Fund for repairs and reestablishes drug treatment courts.
And that additional spending is all without raising taxes?
Yes, and well, actually, it's factoring in further tax cuts lawmakers agreed on last year.
Obviously, that must mean there are some cuts in other parts of the budget.
Yeah, indeed it does. And one of the biggest cuts is to the UNC system. The governor wants to ask most of those schools to cut their budgets by 2%. He also wants to reduce spending on those centers and institutes within the UNC system that, as the governor's budget puts it, aren't involved in degree production or central to the educational mission of the university.
Which centers are we talking about?
Well, at this point, we don't know what makes the cut as far as producing degrees or fitting in with the school's mission. So we'll have to wait and see about that. But the budget would also not add any new K through 3 teacher assistants. And a lot of these positions were cut last year just as the state's third grade reading law kicked into gear.
And Lisa, what sort of reaction is McCrory's plan getting from state lawmakers?
House Speaker Tom Tillis called the governor's budget a great starting point, and Senate Leader Phil Berger had the same sort of tepid praise for it. He basically said, "We appreciate his leadership in crafting a balanced budget that prioritizes teacher pay and developing our domestic energy sector, and we'll review it."
WFAE's Lisa Miller, thank you.
Thank you.